Freilich and Chanukah, good evening, Rabbi. So we're continuing with the halachas of Kiddush, and more specifically with regards to the halachas that chalitz must be covered during Kiddush on top and on bottom. A bit like sandwiched kind of thing. And we mentioned yesterday that the Mishnah Berurah brings two reasons. I'd like to continue this Mishnah Berurah. We did speak about Shalosh Shudas, which the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention, but Mishnah Berurah does mention, what about Shabbos morning? Shabbos morning, chalitz covered, yes or no? Yes, says the Mishnah Berurah. Oh, what? Depends on? Depends what reason. Says the Mishnah Berurah. By the line starting... I mean, page 94, Simen Reish Ein Aleph, Seif Kotten Mem Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah, and I am in the word, like halfway through that Mishnah Berurah, after the words, V'chein Noyagin. That's like, the line starts with Tzorich. Primogodim says, Shalakola Tamim Dai B'Mekadesh Alayayin She'mechusa Adacha She'gomar HaKiddush. He needs to be covered until the end of Kiddush. It's sufficient. V'chem B'Shachis, that's the Mishnah Berurah now points out, in the morning as well. Tzorich Gam Ken Liyo Isapas, you must ensure also that the Chalas is Mechusa covered, Ad until Acha HaKiddush Mitamim Eilu. Shachis also in the morning, when you make Kiddush, Chalas need to be covered. Writes that the time Zeich Halamon, if it's according to the reason of Zeich Halamon, Tov Shem Mechusad Achabekas Amotzi needs to be covered until after Amotzi. Rabbi said, we're now learning another nafkamina between the two reasons. Does the Chalat need to be covered until Amotzi? With Amotzi or without, including Amotzi or not, with including Amotzi or not? If it's according to the reason of Zeich, says the Mishnah Berurah, if it's according to the reason that, if the reason why we cover the chalas is because of Zeich Halamon. So when you actually say Amotzi, does it need to be covered, yes or no? Yes. Yeah. But the other reason was, so it needs to be covered because it's Zeich Halamon. You make the bracha on something which is Zeich Halamon, covered on top, covered in the bottom. What's the other reason? Because of Shabbat, yeah? Or, pardon? Zeich Halamon or? Bush, yeah. So if it's according to Bush, do you need to cover it for actual bracha of Amotzi? Yeah, because your reason, it doesn't, Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring. Then do you need to be bringing for actual Birkas Hamotzi? No. It does need to, for the actual Birkas Hamotzi, doesn't need to be covered. So that's nafka minel. Maaseh Rabbi said, when you make Hamotzi, you cover the Chala, yes or no? Lemaaseh, halach lemaaseh, you do? What's your minik? You do? Yeah? Okay.
Well, you covered both reasons, wouldn't you?
No. Why would you say according to the reason of...
If you say it's because of...
Indeed. Yeah, but you don't. With reason, would you need to have it covered during Amotzi? Yes or no? So according to Zeich Halamon, you do need to. And according, right, that's what he said. Yeah, could be uncovered. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kosev Eli Rabbi V'Derech Chaim, Kshemekadosh Al Hapas, when you make Kiddush on Chalas, Yaniach Yodav Al Hamapa, you should put your hands on the cover, v'al lechem mishnah, and on the lechem mishnah b'shas kiddush. So, Rabbi Yisrael, have you ever thought of that? We make kiddush on al hakos, and hence we hold the becha. What would a person do if he were to make kiddush on chalas? How would he do that? How do you do it? You hold the chala up, you stuff the chala in the becha. How do you do it? So says the Mishnah Berurah, the way you should do it is Yaniach Yodav Al Hamapa V'Alam Lechem Mishnah B'Shas Kiddush. You should put your hand on the chalas, on the map, on the covenant. You should kind of hold the chala when you're making kiddush. V'Kshigel Amotzi, when you're making Amotzi, Yegale Alechem Mishnah. You should uncover the Lechem Mishnah V'Yaniach Yodav Alem. Then you should properly hold them both. V'yaniach yodoy, you should put your hand aleim on them. V'evoy chamotzi to make chamotzi. V'kshegiel Hashem, and when you make the bracha of Hashem, when you say the name of Hashem, yakbi Hashem lemalo, you should hold them up. Hatshig moir Hashem until you complete saying the name of Hashem. V'achkach yanichem, and afterwards you place them back down. V'achkma chamotzi, and after you finish saying the bracha of chamotzi, yachse v'chase b'map, you should cover them again. And you finish Kiddush. So, when you make Kiddush on Chalas, you hold them, when you make Kiddush, and then when you actually make Hamotzi, you lift them up, same name of Hashem, you put it down again, Achachenichem, you put them down again, and then you finish Kiddush until you've completed Kiddush. Right. Right. Okay. But it does, what's important is that the Mishnah Berurah does go with both reasons. It does seem to be saying Zeichel Amon as well, as a key reason for covering the challah, which makes us just a bit aware. It brings awareness, and he must trigger some thoughts with regards to Shalashudas as well. It's just something, because since he goes to Zeichel Amon, there's no real distinction between Shabbos Day and Shalashudas. And the question remains a little bit, why is it that Shalashudas it's not, we're not makpid to cover, yeah? Good. So that's a good question. In Rabbi said, when you make Kiddush, being to a Kiddush, people making Kiddush, you know, when you go to a Kiddush, for Mazel Tov, for Simcha, person makes Kiddush, are the mezonos uncovered or not? Covered, uncovered? They do? Yeah. Uncovered normally? So, what would be a reason why it should be uncovered? What would be a justification? Let's start. The starting point really is that, I mean, really, if you're making Kiddush, what you're making Kiddush on should be covered. So why should it not be covered? Really, the starting point is why should it not be covered? And indeed, many people are. Pardon? Yeah, but just for practicality. So the truth is that there are plenty of people on Makpid. I remember Gates Yeshiva. Do you remember? Used to cover them for sure. Was for sometimes hundreds of bochem, potratri and shui. I also remember, you know what? I also have some vague memories in me yeshiva as well. When they made Kiddush, and we're talking about a dining room which holds hundreds of bochem, I'm pretty sure that everything was covered there as well. So there's definitely a strong argument to say that the pashtus is that according to both reasons, you should really cover the chalas. You should cover the present. Pardon?
You can't bring a rifle
machine. You can't bring a... Yeah. Yeah, okay. The shaila is, why is it that the universal custom seems to be to be making in that? So I think that one reason that I saw, and I'm not sure you can take it or leave it, is that the whole idea is really for the Mekadesh himself. There's a rule that for the Mekadesh, the challah should be covered on top and in bottom. But if there's other people there, that they are not really making Kiddush themselves, they are just being yotzer for them. If they are making if they're just being yotzer through shmir for them, this rule doesn't apply, and for them they don't need to cover what they're making. For them, there's no halacha of covering. Correct, for the person who's making Kiddush himself. That's one approach. I don't know if there's much smach for it, much reasoning. But what do you say when people make Kiddush? Is normally covered or not? What do you tie in? It is covered normally. Yeah, okay, that's the pashas of halacha should be like that. He said, Tzorich gam ken lius mechusa. No, I don't know if he's pointing out, I don't know if there is a...
But now he's bringing it out because you might be making Kiddush. If you're not making Kiddush, you've already had Kiddush before Suda. You're talking about Suda.
What's the element of Kiddush?
Yeah.
But by night, also by the Kiddush, the Alakos aspect is also in the Rabbanon. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi, so we're ready for Sif Yud. Mekadish al Kois Mole Yain, when you actually make Kiddush now. You're going to make Kiddush on a Becha, on a Kois, on a cup, Mole, full Yain of wine. Sheloye Pogum, it should not be. Pogum, it should not be. Yeah, but the literal translation of pogrom is, what's the literal translation? No, it should be pogrom, like, yeah. What's that? Defected, that's probably the very best translation, yeah, defected. So how does it become pogrom? Pogrom, we know, is, as the Mishnah Berurah, I think, points out over here, Mishnah Berurah says that if somebody drank from it, then it's pogrom. If somebody drank from that particular kois, the kois becomes pogrom. So the halacha of a kois of Kiddush is, you have to drink from a becha, make a bracha, on something which nobody drank from. It must be poured specially for you that are drinking now with a full cup. Shelo yepogum, v'ton, kol ma sheton, kois shall be a kesamazon. All the halachas that we've learned with regards to kois shall be a kesamazon, that applies also with regards All the halachas of kos because the mazon apply also with regards to kiddush. Ve'oyma, and he says vaychulu. You say vaychulu me'umet standing. Ve'ach kach, and afterwards oyma he says berpi agofen ve'ach kach kiddush. He says vaychulu after he says berpi agofen after he says kiddush. Says the Rama v'yochel amud b'shas kiddush. You may stand during kiddush. V'yoyistoleishev it is better yet to sit. You stand, you sit. How do you want your minogim rabbi say? Stand whole thing. Sit the whole thing. Half half. Who's half half?
Yeah. Stand,
half half standing full sitting. No, they're all minogim. So the Rama says v'yoyistoleishev leishev. For noagim leishev, the Rama says the custom is to sit. Af b'shosh oyma v'yichulu. Mizninik is according to Rama to sit even when he says v'yichulu. Who sits for the whole thing? Yeah, sitting the whole thing after Rama. Have b'shosh oyma v'yichulu for the whole thing you sit. Rak. Some, by, at the very, very beginning, they raise themselves a little bit, they stand a little bit. At the very beginning, because you start Kiddush by saying, Yoyim HaShishi, V'yichul HaShemayim. Nirmaz HaShem, B'rosh HaTevois, and the Yud K, Vav K, is simple as by its first letters. Yoyim HaShishi is the Yud and the Hey, V'yichul HaShemayim is the Vav. And the hay, and therefore, because you're Ramaz, you're mentioning the Hashem's name, it's appropriate to stand. Some people will raise themselves at the very beginning of Kiddush. Okay, we'll stop here for the moment. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Mem Beis, bottom line. Halkos Mole on a full kos. The kos shel Kiddush v'avdola u'bichlal shal kos shel brocha. The cup of Kiddush and avdola is included in the halachas of kos shel brocha. So the mole needs to be full. The canal, as explained in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, what happens if it's not full? If it is not full, what happens if you don't have? Let's say you only have one cup, and somebody drank from it a little bit. You have no wine which is not pogum. What do you do? All the wine you have is from this particular cup, and that cup somebody drank already from. That's all you've got. No, you can't anymore. It's too late. Well, because you have no other wine. You could, in theory, bring vatel. We're talking about a case you cannot, if you can bring vatel, for sure. But somebody's unable to bring vatel, there's no other wine to bring vatel in. What do you do? No, you can bring vatel, but not in that, not through water. So he says as follows, if it is not full, if it's not full, there's no other cup, to put into it, he doesn't have an additional wine to sort it out, to fill it in. You're allowed to make kiddush on it. So we're learning that you're allowed to make kiddush on a kois pogum if you need to. If there's a revius, you're allowed to make kiddush on it. So we're learning there's two halachas. One halacha is something which is makir b'diavad, that's the revius. You must have revius, and I will be learned later in Sifut Aleph, you must have revius. If you haven't got revius, you can't make kiddush. But once you've got a revius, which isn't that much, it's not that much. Once you've got the revius, then if it's more than that, and somebody drank from it and put it down again, even if yourself drank from it and put it down again, it's pogum. So lechatchila, you're not meant to make kiddush on a kos which is pogum. Lechatchila, you're not meant to make kiddush on a kos which is pogum, which has been touched already. But if need be, there's nothing else. You're allowed to, but you haven't made kiddush on a kos which is pogum.
So this person was not saying it's pogum, it's just you haven't got enough wine.
Yeah, there's two halachas. So the Mishnah says there's two levels. If you don't have enough wine, less than revius, it's a problem. Yeah. If it's more than revius, that's really how much you need in terms of the measurement. But if it was pogum, it was drank from, then b'diavad it's okay. Lechatchila don't, b'diavad it's fine. Yeah, but no. But when he says mutal kaddish olav, why are you allowed to make kiddush on it? If he may not mull, if he ain't like kois achal aris b'soich, what does he mean? Okay, true. I was misquoting Sifkot Mem Gimel. Yeah, you're right. I was misquoting Sifkot Mem Gimel. Yeah.
It's purely in the
shir. Yeah, the shir. You're right. 100%. Hadana bay. Yeah. That's pshat. Mishabut, yeah. The halacha, what I said is what Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mem Gimel says. Tabashas at chak, she'en lo kois acha, ve'en lo eitzel esakin ha'kois, mevoach na lepois pogum. So the halacha I said is correct, it's just the Sifkot later. That's a little bit, if you have nothing else, You could still, it's, and even on a kosher pogam b'diavad, you can make a bocha. So that's, but that's the later Mishnah Berurah. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah says that, Mishnah Berurah says in Seif Kot Mem Hei that you could say Vaychul Me'umet. Vaychul is to be said raised. Shu Eidus Al Brias Shemaim Va'oretz. The reason why Vaychul is said by those who say it's standing, why it is said standing, is Shu Eidus, it is Eidus, who are witness Al Brias Shemaim Va'oretz on the creation of heaven and earth. Ve'edus be'inin me'umot, and Eidus witness, to be a witness, you do whilst you are standing. Ve'edus be'inin me'umot. Although, again, we do say by chulu during davening, we do say it again during kiddush by chulu in order to be moitzi one's children and family. We need to recite by chulu three times. Achat but fill once during shmona esrei, v'achat l'achat fill once after. Davening ve'achod al hakoyis once during kiddush on al hakoyis. So we say it three times. Ve'chulu during davening, during shemona esrei afterwards, and afterwards during kiddush. Because ve'achonim la'achonim v'atim shochach loyim ve'chulu b'shas kiddush. If a person forgot to say ve'chulu during kiddush, oim roy be'emtz asuda al hakoyis. Person forgot to say ve'chulu during kiddush. Ever happened to you? Forgot to say ve'chulu? No. So what you should do, you should still say it. Say it later during the suda. With ala kois.
It is. Or by shtayim, because I say by shtayim by the after shmona esrei. So that's the eitzus.
So you are explaining that. You are explaining. You're right. You are explaining the ones who don't stand, the ones who sit. They say because now you're not saying it as a.
But, how can it still be eitzus?
Because the actual statement is a statement of eitzus by chulu hashema. Pardon. Yes, but still,
that's why you should say two people.
Yeah, but this is still. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but it's still a witnessing statement.
It's not related. Yeah. 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 No, but if that's the case, and you haven't done the Aedus, then if you have a Raisa, you have got to give the Rabbanan, not the Raisa.
It's a sin for the Aedus to stand.
But I'm saying it's not Aedus.
What do you have to get?
It is not properly an Eidus. It's not an Eidus statement. It's not actually. So it's comparable. It's similar, and therefore, okay. The Mishnah Berurah says in Seif Katan Mem Vav, what's the rationale of those who sit by Kiddush? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, it's true, the Ramah says, it's better to sit. Why do we sit? Why is it better to sit? It is more considered that way. Kiddush Mokum Suda, Kiddush Mokum Suda. Yes, there's a lot of making Kiddush, and it should be Mokum Suda, affiliated, associated, and connected to the meal you take. So, Kiddush standing and after sitting down to eat is all right. It's okay. It's fair. But it's even better that when you're doing it in a sitting way, because then you connect, you show that this Kiddush is Mokum Suda. And hence, it makes sense to make Kiddush Dafka sitting, because you're making more Kiddush Mokum Suda.
Why do you see them on Friday night stand and on Shabbos morning sit?
I don't know what the...
No.
I don't know.
There's more to it.
The pastor, I mean, I would have thought that the reason is that they stand als Eidus, and this doesn't matter. So the default position is to sit als Kiddush Mokum Suda. The default position, but if there's Eidus, then you stand, which doesn't apply on Shabbos day. It's more respectful in terms of the Eidus. Yeah, it's true, but that wouldn't apply necessarily on Shabbos day. Shabbos day is just to stand, and that's why Dwight Mishtabu says that many do stand. Standing. Yeah. So the reason why they sit is because of Kiddush B'Mokum Suda, to make it more meal connected.
Is there any Indian or religious study that if a lot of people are standing, if a lot of people, let's say, sitting, the Shiva sitting, should you sit or should you stand?
I don't know why Lois is going to do necessarily. Mishnah Berurah speaks about, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Rabbi Frankel, Mishnah Berurah does mention something similar to that. Kevin sheyoshe mokum sudosu ba'ezkidish v'chenis ki bevira agor mitam acher. The kevin she'echot poitri chaveiroi pinun kviz shipu yachat. Says when everything we discuss now is if it's one person for himself, but really, if a person is moitzi other, says the Mishnah Berurah, it makes much more sense to actually sit down. If you're sitting down, that's more kviz. That's the Mishnah Berurah's. When you're sitting, it's more kvius, it's more an established situation, and that's ideal. If you want to be moitzi, you should be sitting. By sitting, it's considered an established situation. According to this Vilna Gaon, the ones who are hearing, listening, being moitzi, they also need to sit. Ideally, you should do it that way, that anybody who is being moitzi others, those others should be sitting because they're yotze through the mekadesh. Lechatchila, it's better that way. V'yeshloima, digam daitu yurak lechatchila, and v'toiv li'zor b'zeh lechatchila, v'yeshloima, digam daitu yurak lechatchila. V'al korponim tzorech li'zor shikpo ha'shoim mi'atzmon yach beis kiddush k'kidei lotzeis. Now the Mishnah moves a step even further than that. He says, okay, so ideally everybody should be sitting. What happens if they're not sitting? What happens if they're not sitting? Okay, everybody's standing, but you're trying to be moitzi others. We just said that ideally everybody should be sitting because of the kvius makes it into an easier way of being moitzi others. Kvius, yeshiva. So why people are not sitting? So the Mishnah Berurah now says that al kolponim, if you are standing, at the very least, tzorech lizoi, you should be careful. Chikpu Hashem imatzmon, they should be establishing themselves, the ones who are hearing the kiddush, yachad together ba'is hakiddush, during Kiddush, Kiddush is in order to be Yotze. For Loishu, Mefuzorim, Mefurodim, they shouldn't be spread out. One person over there, one person over here, scattered around. That's no good. A person is Yotze Kiddush, he should be standing in the place where he's actually going to be eating. If one person is standing in a place where he's not going to end up eating, actually, according to Mishnah Berurah, this is a problem. I mean, yeah, but it's fine, probably, but the Chatchil is certainly not. Tezele miki kviyas klal. Rabbi Yisrael, just to recap what the Mishnah Berurah said over here. Ideally, in terms of sitting and standing, there's various reasons to be standing, because of Eidos, reason to be sitting, Kiddush Mokum Suda. But it says, either way, in terms of being moitzi to somebody else, there's a strong argument that those who are listening should be sitting, because there's more kviyas, that makes it more into a kviyas in the moitzi aspect of it. And if it's better if they sit, what if they're not sitting? If their minig is to stand, or they've got particular akpod on edus, or they want to stand. So Mishnah Berurah said that's okay, that's fine. They can be standing. However, if they are standing, they should make sure not to be scattered around, not to be rolling around and running around. They should be standing where they're actually going to be eating. Because Mishnah Berurah, that's one should be careful with that.
The Mechaber is one who says you should stand, and the Mar says you should be sitting. Why is there such a mix-up of minhagim and
minhagim? Because the minhagim will spread after the words of the Ramah. We'll continue to... The Ramah is not necessarily a universal custom always, like in this particular case. Yeah.
What about when you're having Kiddush in a shul, and the Rabbi makes Kiddush, most people are standing, and then eating...
You're talking about Shabbos Day?
Shabbos Day, yeah. So, you know, there'll be a Kiddush in the shul, usually, and the Rabbi is making Kiddush.
So why are they standing?
They're standing. It's
a good question. Rabbi said, what you're talking about is this very that's true, probably, that they're not that far from where they're actually going to be eating, but I'm not sure that's... Yeah, but in terms of being... what Mishnah Berurah's point was, that you should be l'zor lechatchila, not to be mefuzor mefurodim. Yeah, no, it's a good point. I think the question is a good question. It's not mamash in line with the Mishnah Berurah. I think that's true to say. Rabbi Said, just to recap what we'll cover tonight. We learned a little bit more about the two reasons of why the challah need to be covered. We learned about Shachis, by Shabbos Day, certainly the challah should be covered. We spoke about the halachas, if a person is mekadesh with challahs. How should he do so? We learned in Sifyut tells us that the Kiddush Becha should be full, and we also learned that it shouldn't be pogum. We also learned after that that if it's pogum, b'shas adchak, you can still make Kiddush on it. We learned that Vaychulu is to be said standing according to Shulchan Aruch. You make after this Boi Pagof, and after this you make the actual Kiddush. We said that Vaychulu, that some people stand for various reasons, such as the first few words, Amram is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who's because of Eidos, others sit down because of Kiddush Mokum Sud, and that indeed is the opinion of the Ramah. The Mishneh Berurah also taught us that if a person are yoy to others, then they should certainly be, it's definitely ideal if they sit because of the additional kviyas element shaboy. Good Chanukah, Rabbi Yisai.